At first, I really didn't want to record. And me not really wanting to record made me think about the reason why I didn't want to record. And the reason why I didn't want to record made me think about everything that's happening in the world right now. And everything that's happening in the world right now made me think about mental health. And mental health made me think about what I'm going through. And what I'm going through made me think about the pandemic. And the pandemic made me think about my self-isolation. And my self-isolation made me think about how good you guys make me feel when I do record. And that's what made me think about all of this.
You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J.
So, it's been about 3 weeks since I last posted a podcast. And I was worried about how you guys would take this one because I know it's like, oh, you said you would do this, you said you would do that. Even though I really don't know what I promised, because even when I did the New Year's podcast, I wasn't really sure if it would be good or not, because honestly, I wasn't in the right mindset to do it, but I felt like I owed that to you guys, so I just recorded it anyway. And I've just been going through a lot of shit since I last recorded that. I mean, even when I recorded it, I was going through a lot of shit, you know. And I always say that I want to be transparent. I don't want to give y'all bullshit. I want to give y'all real tea. So that's a big reason why I've been gone, because I knew that it just wouldn't be genuine. I was thinking of topics that was the complete opposite of how I've been feeling. And at the same time, I didn't know if I was ready to open up about the things that I've been going through, because it's different for me to talk about love and heartbreak and intentions and things like that. This is very different, so I just wasn't sure. But now I know that I'm sure. Now I know that it's something that I need to talk about and I'm ready to talk about. So I have been in a really, really, really complicated place right now in my life, and it all happened really quickly.
I've been having a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of dreary days, me just not wanting to get out of the bed, me not even wanting to like get up and go to the bathroom and do anything. Like, it's been really, really bad. So I feel like it's a really unique situation because it's not one that a lot of people can relate to. Like, you can probably relate to the symptoms, but not the actual situation in itself. I'm going to try to be as delicate as possible about this situation because, if I can be honest, there's a lot of people I could shit on concerning the situation at hand, but I won't because it's just not nice and I like to keep it cute. But so I want to say, like, I don't know the exact date, but a couple of weeks ago, I became solely responsible for my grandma. So a lot of people know that my grandmother and I have a really, really close relationship. We're tight as fuck. Like, that's my girl. And she's been, like, deteriorating slowly the past couple of years because she has dementia. She actually has psychosis-induced dementia, which is a bit worse, is a bit more of a diagnosis. And so it's always been really hard for me to accept and to deal with because, you guys, what's my favorite thing to say? I'm an empath. So it's kind of hard for me to watch her be that way because I do know that it's not something that she can control. And I always, you know, there were always other people there that would also have to deal with the situation because I am her granddaughter and not her actual child. So as of late, I've been the only person who's been sort of just kind of, you know, being there for her and making sure she's okay as far as, I mean, literally responsible for everything. That's her medication, her food, and just everything, which is very unexpected. So things just happens, like literally probably maybe a week or two before New Year's, this is when everything started happening. It's really new for me, and it's been hard as fuck. Like, when I tell you, there have been so many incidents that I just wasn't ready for, but I had to deal with, and I had to just eat that and just deal with it and try to calm myself down and tell myself, like, this is what happens. It's okay. But you know, the situation is, I want to say it's severe. It's so severe that even like a lot of doctors haven't been able to really explain to me why it's so severe. I know that she's been through a lot of trauma in her life. Example, her husband killed himself. He was in the army. He killed himself and she found his body hanging. Trauma, right? So that's one thing. And then, like, I don't want to get too crazy into detail about all of the other things that she's been through, but my grandma's been through a lot of things and she's kept all of these emotions pretty dormant for her entire life. Something that I probably got from her. So, and she has these episodes and it's really, really hard for me to regulate them because I don't really know why they're happening and no one else can really tell me why they're happening.
Sorry guys, I know that last clip sounded a bit funny. I put my AirPods in thinking that the audio would sound better, but it actually didn't. And so I'm just gonna keep them out for the rest of the podcast. But yeah, it's really hard, especially because she's one of those super independent southern gals that just feels like she can do everything for herself, and she's super combative, argumentative, and it's really fucking frustrating. And I've always been like that one where we don't get into it, where we're good. I'm like, I'm always on her side, but she's been pissing me off so badly. And it's so sad to say because she's an 80-year-old woman. She's so fucking stubborn. Like, but that's not really the bulk of where my stress was coming from. I don't want you guys to think that I'm just being a brat and I'm just like making a big deal out of things that are minute. What has been really stressing me out has been her paranoid episodes. And these episodes range from mild to moderate to severe. I never know which one I'm gonna get, and I never know what time I'm gonna get them. I never know how I'm gonna get them. They just come, and when it comes, I just have to deal with it. And that shit has been so hard for me. Like, I literally don't feel like a 27-year-old right now. Like, I feel like an old ass lady that's just like just miserable. And I've been trying to get back to myself, but it's a journey. It's hard. I've been taking the necessary steps to figure out what I need to do. And I've been putting people in their places because this is crazy. Like, let's just say that she has living children. She has living children. There are people that can be stepping up and they're not. There are people who know exactly what I'm going through and they're not doing anything about it because they'd rather live their lives, although they've been living for quite a while. They'd rather live their lives than to get me out of the situation that I'm currently in. And I think that a lot of people tend to take advantage of me because it's so crazy, but over time, I've become so passive and I was never this passive. Like, oh my God, I was like a queen bitch when I was younger. It's crazy, but the more that I just educate myself and I don't know, it's like my heart is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger over time. And it's a blessing and a curse because a lot of people have been taking advantage of me. And I know people have been taking advantage of me. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not naive to the situation. I know people have been taking advantage of me. And in the moment when they do it, I can feel it. Like, I know. And I'm just like, it's because it's you that people are doing it. It's like people take me being super wise and having knowledge about things that other people may not have the same knowledge about. People just feel like I can do everything. I'm Superwoman. I'll be okay. And I want to be selfish. And it's so sad because the few times that I am selfish, I can feel the shift in people's energy. That shit is so disgusting to me. Like, I'm fucking human, first of all. Second of all, I'm younger than pretty much everybody that I deal with the exemption of like my friends that I went to high school with, or, you know, things like that. And a lot of these things are not my responsibility. That's a big reason why I don't like to do anything for anybody. And I don't like for anyone to do anything for me, because it's, I feel like it's always like a constant back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, someone does something for me, it's like, okay, well, I did her that solid, so she's gonna have me on. Like, I don't fucking like that shit. Like, if you feel like I owe you after you do something for me, then don't do shit for me, to be honest. Because whether you do it or not, I'm always gonna find a way to get it done. And that's just on period. Like, that's why I don't ask anybody for anything. Like, especially, like, money. I don't ask a person for a dollar. Like, I will starve and fucking get sick before I ask anybody for a dollar. Like, are you shitting me? Like, people are way too expectant of things when they do. You know, I just don't like that. Like, people energy be so off. I'm so good at just feeling energy and reading people and feeling vibes and shit like that. And everybody's energy is so fucking off. Everybody is just dealing with shit that they haven't confronted. No, everyone has shit that they have not dealt with and they have not confronted. And that shit is such an energy drain. Like, don't bring that around me. I'm trying to figure myself the fuck out. So if you have issues that you can't figure out, or you don't want to figure it out, then stay the fuck away from me. I'm tired of that. Like, I'm so tired of that. I have my own stuff going on right now. I have my own issues. I was sitting here cooped up in my fucking apartment, being miserable every day. I had a fucking nervous breakdown the other day where I was crying hard as hell and didn't know what to do. And all of those people that constantly need shit from me, they were not there. They weren't there, and they don't give a fuck. So, with that being said, like, as hard as it is for me to focus on myself right now, that's what I'm trying to do. And that also goes for people that take my absence and me not saying anything as I'm acting funny. Oh my God, that's like such a big thing for me. If me putting distance between you and I makes you feel like I'm acting funny before, it makes you feel like, okay, well, maybe she's going through something and I should check on her. Oh my God, go take a fucking hike. Like, go away, go away, go away. Like, that is just crazy to me. And when I tell you, it's very rare that I get hit ups like, how are you? Are you okay? Like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you okay? I rarely get those kind of hit ups. Rarely. You know, and sometimes I'll catch myself like checking on a whole bunch of people and I'm like, girl, you are in shambles right now. Why are you checking on people? Why? Yeah, it's okay to check on people, but at the same time, you need to have your mental check in health. You're getting headaches. You're feeling sick. You're the one that's not getting out of the bed. You're the one who can't do anything right now. Why are you checking on people when you clearly need help? I do that shit all the time and I cannot help it. Like, I'm just always worried about the next person. That shit is for the birds. I'm not doing that. That's something that I've been telling myself I need to work on, is focusing on Shauna, because I struggle with that a lot. Like, no, nobody can understand what I'm going through unless they've witnessed what I've been going through, or even not even witnessed it. But unless you're going through the same thing, you cannot possibly understand what I'm going through. I'm talking about being woken up at like 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning to tantrums and tears and fear and stuff like that. Can you imagine being woken up out your sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning to somebody banging on your door and crying for no reason, for something that they think is happening, but it's not really happening? That shit is so frightening, to the point that I've been having like night terrors. I haven't been able to sleep. Like, I started having night terrors and like waking up to myself screaming and crying and stuff like that. So I stopped sleeping. I was like, all right, well, I don't want to go through that, so I'm just going to stop sleeping. And I stopped sleeping, and because I was sleep deprived, I started like losing my mind because I wasn't sleeping. And then eventually, like, I went to the doctor for something else, and then I was just like talking to her about it. Like, I'm going through it right now. Like, I broke. I don't get to see anyone because I'm always constantly on duty doing something. So me having that time out of the house to speak to someone, I was just like, I'm going to open up. So I spoke to her about it, and she felt for me, of course, because the few times that I do open up, everybody always feels for me because it is a very unfortunate situation. And she gave me some numbers to call because I am super pro therapy, and y'all know that. Just to talk to somebody, because I got to a point where the nervous breakdown that I was having was so bad that I kind of scared myself with the way that I was feeling. So I was like, all right, you need to talk to somebody. This is not normal, mama. You gotta talk to somebody. So I'm working on getting help and just getting myself in a better state of mind. But I just don't ever want it to come off like I'm just being lax and I don't want to do what I committed to doing, because it's not that. I love podcasting and I love recording, but I do have to put my mental health first. I have to. It's just no way. Like I said, that last podcast that I posted, I don't know what it sounds like. Maybe you guys felt like it was great, but low-key in the back of my mind when I was recording it, I was already going through it, and I was really sad when I did record it. The only reason why I probably didn't sound like I was sad is because I numbed myself with alcohol, and I know that that's not good, and I haven't been doing it anymore because I just don't want to be. I want to drink because it's recreational and it's fun and I'm hanging out with people with my boo or something like that. Like, I don't want to drink because I'm sad and I'm trying to numb feelings that I need to confront. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very self-aware. So even when I'm going through things, I know what I'm going through. Like, I'm not one of those people that's in denial. Like, I knew when I was having a nervous breakdown, I was like, you're having a break. Like, you need to talk to somebody. This is not normal. This is not regular. You should not be going through that. I knew that losing sleep was not regular. I knew even times where I would oversleep, like when I would be able to get sleep, I would not want to wake up. I would just keep forcing myself to go back to sleep. And I was like, that's not normal. It's not normal. I'm very, very, very aware about who I am as a person. I know when I'm in good spirits and I know when I'm in bad spirits. So with that being said, I did speak to my PCP about options as far as therapy goes. And I'm super specific. I do want a Black therapist who is also a woman. And I just need some clarity about what I'm going through and just making sure that it's something that's common. I have been talking to family as well about how we can resolve this situation, because it's not for me. I'm very young and I would like to live my life. I'd like to, blossom in my career and in love and just within myself. Like, those are things that I want for myself and I'm going to have for myself regardless of anything that's going on right now. So it's just been a lot. But I felt obligated to talk to you about it because I know I've been gone for about 3 weeks, and I kind of hate that I've put this like deadline on myself where I have to upload every week, because it's not really realistic. Like, it's kind of crazy to upload every single week. Like, I just want to upload when it feels good to upload, because I always want my podcast to feel good or realistic. Sometimes it's not going to always be about the most cheeriest topic, but it's going to feel about, it's going to feel like something that's realistic. It's going to feel like something that you can listen to and say like, oh, I totally fucking get that. So that's just been what I've been going through. I'm contemplating doing another podcast tonight because I feel bad. I do feel bad, and I've been wanting to do something uplifting. Like, I don't want everything to always be sad, even though I know that everything is not sad on my, you know, on my Apple Podcast or Anchor or whatever the case may be. I've been wanting to upload so many things that are fun and laughable, because I'm a really funny fucking bitch. I'm so funny. It's crazy because I'm so funny, and I feel like some people don't know because I haven't showed that side, but y'all, I'm hilarious. What? I could legit do stand-up comedy. You shitting me? I'm so funny. So I feel like with me in these bad times, like right now today, I feel good, so I sound good because I feel good. Like, I'm not feeling overwhelmed. I'm getting a bit of help, so I don't feel overwhelmed. But I was really in the dumps, y'all. Like, it was bad. Like, I can't even explain to you how bad it was. But I just thank you for being patient with me. Lord knows I needed some patience. Lord knows I needed some people who could understand what I was going through, because your girl don't even understand it herself. You hear me? But I don't know how long this podcast is. Probably only like 20 minutes. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening and being understanding to my situation. And I promise to deliver, whether it be this weekend or next weekend. I promise to deliver, and I'm grateful for you guys. So thank you for listening.
Bye.